as Wolves having to defend here with the ball poked through inside the penalty area, and a great chance and a goal for Reading after only 20 seconds. Wolves completely caught cold, and the finish by Pogrebniak, and they were slow there to defend a ball that came down the Reading right-hand side. It was a weak header away by Hawes, and the ball chipped into the edge of the penalty area by Cox, and Pogrebniak volleying it past Kuzciak, who hasn't even touched the ball yet, and Wolves behind in only 20 seconds at Molineux. Wolves nil, Reading 1. Van La Parra in from the right touchline, and now gets the cross in, Van La Parra, and a Afobe with a lovely header at the near post has made it 1-1. That was a fine finish, and Van La Parra delivered it with a very good cross into the near post, and a Afobe stretching the neck muscles there to meet that at the near post, and a glancing header across Federici into the corner. That burst of pressure for the last 2 or 3 minutes pays off, and a splendid finish from a Afobe. Second goal for Wolves has made it 1-1. Robson-Kanu on the left curls in across towards the far post, and it was only half flicked away, and still danger. McCleary setting it up for Williams, and it's off the post and in, and Reading are back in front with a goal from Daniel Williams. Side footed in from 20 yards, off the post and in. Kuzciak dived to his right, but he couldn't reach far enough, and Reading back in front with 20 minutes to go. Wolves 1, Reading 2.
Kenny, I don't imagine you'll be overly thrilled with that performance.
No, we didn't really get any tempo to our play. Our passing wasn't as crisp as it usually was, and you know, we didn't really lift the stadium, I didn't think. I didn't think there was a massive amount between the sides, but similarly, I didn't think Reading had to do too much to take the points, and you know, in the second half, they did look more potent than us.
They certainly repelled you well in the second half, and you worked through a few options and bringing on Dicko, but it never seemed to quite click together.
No, I think that's a fair assessment. We didn't quite click, and as I said, we just couldn't lift the crowd today, and you know, they were right with us, ready to be encouraged, but you know, we couldn't get a tempo to our play, and you know, whichever combination we worked at, we didn't quite have enough. It was close. It's a small margin in this division. You know, it's an odd goal defeat where we have to find you know, certain things to be as consistent and as effective as we want to be.
You did score a good goal, and a Afobe linked up and put, you know, was very heavily involved in your play all the way through. But what do you think it was that you didn't kick, you know, push on from that point, having got back into the game, that you might have had momentum there?
Didn't quite, you know, do enough, and you know, felt we were quite flat, and you know, couldn't quite lift that enough. Plenty of effort, plenty of endeavour, no question of their attitude, but couldn't find the right combination to look potent today.
Why would that be, Kenny? Is that just one of those things? As you say, there's no lack of effort, they're trying their best.
So it's a close division. The resources of quite a lot of the clubs are very similar. If you're looking at Reading, they have good players, they defended very well, and you know, the centre-forward is, you know, been and still is a very good player, and you know, they're getting the most out of him at the moment in terms of a platform to run forward for. You know, he was very good, and then the likes of Robson-Kanu, people like that, you know, have a lot of quality and pace.
Was any of the mixing up of the selection today to do with the fact you had three games this week?
No, not really. It was all today to try to win the game, get us back into it. Start of the second half, we you know, we're not in a bad position. We're drawing 1-1, we're at home, and we're going into our end now. We're looking for the big second half there, and you know, we couldn't get enough going in the second period, and that was a frustration.
That early goal certainly caught everyone by surprise. Obviously, if that hadn't happened, you'd have come away here with at least a point. Were you a bit annoyed that the players weren't switched on straight away?
Yeah, we seem to be surprised that they put the ball in to us early on. And you know, then as a back four, got ourselves in sixes and sevens, really attacking the ball and coming off and tracking the runner, which was disappointing. But you know, goals change games, and you know, we got ourselves back into it anyway. Scored a very good goal where Afobe's, you know, good near post run, good header, and deserved it, and you know, nearly scored just before there. So we've gone in at half time on one apiece. And you know, not in a bad position, and looking for a big second half. Unfortunately, I felt Reading looked more potent than we did in the second period.
How pleased are you with the impact that Afobe's been having since he arrived?
Yeah, he's a talented player. Goals always help, and they help confidence. And you know, he showed today as well. He can come deep and come and collect the ball, and then turn and go past people. So you know, he's made a bright start, albeit only been here a few weeks.